Okay, if it's me, I'm going to put Avery Bradley at the point. I'm going to put Paul Pierce, slide him to the two position. I'm going to bring Jeff Green in and put him at the small four position. I'll have Bass at the four and Kevin Garnett at five. I'm going to give this lineup about 10 games. Paul Pierce has struggled this year at the small forward position, guarding and rebounding and defending the bigger small forwards. By moving him to the two, now Boston likes to post him up a lot. So now by posting him up against smaller two guards, hopefully he can start taking advantage of those guys, creating a double team situation, kicking it out to Garnett and Brandon Bass, who are good 15 to 17 foot shooters. That would give you a chance. Your defense.
Wait, you're kidding me, right? You're kidding me, right? You're talking about putting together a team and allowing this team to see what they can do, whether it's 10 games, whether it's 15 games, whether it's 20 games. This team has no chance of winning anything in the postseason.
You have until the trade deadline to look at all your options. Okay? Now, if by the trade deadline, now listen, while you're doing this, Danny Ainge is on the phone putting together some deals just in case. So that if this doesn't work, if you look at this and you don't feel comfortable with it, then you're already in position to blow it up. But you got to have a plan A and a plan B.
And plan A should be, hey, listen, let's see what we can get for Pierce. Let's see what we can get for Garnett. You don't want to give them away, but you have to seriously investigate what you can get for those guys. Because you're not going to win with this type of roster. I think they're going to beat Miami in the first round. Now, Miami's not good. Miami, in the Western Conference, Miami loses in the first or the second round. But this Celtics roster without Rondo, with Avery Bradley or Alejandro Barbosa running your point, is not winning a seven-game series.
Let me ask you a question. With Rondo starting, the Boston Celtics was two games below 500.
I've heard the numbers, Coach.
Wait a minute.
I've heard the numbers.
Two games below 500.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it's not like, wait a minute. I let you cry like a little girl. Now you're going to listen to a man talk. Okay? They were two games below 500. Even Rondo had back-to-back triple-doubles at one time and they lost. Okay? So my point is this. The difference with a different guy at that position that's a better shooter, now teams that normally go under pick and rolls, now they got to adjust their defense, because guess what? These other guys are going to come off the pick and roll. Jason Terry, Barbosa, these other guys, Avery Bradley, they're going to come off at 17 feet looking to shoot more often. They're going to be more scoring minded because they're not the playmaker that Rondo is.
So you're telling me that this team this team could be better without Rajon Rondo?
I'm saying they can be better in certain areas. They may not be as good defensively because you're losing a key defender. But what they may be is a little bit better offensively, because now these guys come in the game, they're going to be free to score the basketball. Because when Doc looked down at the end of the bench, he's got to go with these guys because he has nothing else. All I'm saying, JT, is before you surrender, look at this lineup. While you're looking at this lineup, seeing how they mesh, seeing what they can do, and then Danny Ainge is in the back room on the phone putting together some deals in case this doesn't work.